With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Democrats in Congress are lying to the American public on the issue of Medicaid. That's the view of House Speaker Mike Johnson, who's working to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicaid program by eliminating payments to able-bodied young people and illegal aliens. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says that's a far cry from Democrats claiming Medicaid will be, quote, eliminated.
Medicaid is a very important safety net for young pregnant mothers who are single, for example, and the disabled and the elderly and people who genuinely need a hand up sometimes. And it's not meant for young men to sit around on their couches and play video games. So we're going to get those guys off the program, and that's a responsibility that everybody in Congress should take seriously. The Democrats are trying to play politics. We're trying to be responsible in governing all this.
Speaker Johnson's entire interview on This Week on Capitol Hill will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump is proposing the possibility of lower tariffs on China ahead of this weekend's trade talks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said tariffs on Chinese goods could go from 145% down to 80%. He floated the idea in a social media post, saying it's up to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who will be meeting with officials from China. Donald Trump also called on China to open its markets to the U.S., writing, "Closed markets don't work anymore." Greg Clugston, Washington.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, has been arrested in a federal immigration detention center where he has been protesting its opening this week. A federal prosecutor says on the social media platform X that Ross Baraka committed trespass Friday and ignored warnings to leave the Delaney Hall facility. Witnesses say Baraka tried to enter the center with three members of Jersey's congressional delegation, who arrived unannounced to inspect it. They say he was arrested after returning to public property. This is SRN News. There's a battle over transgenderism, particularly in Virginia. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The Loudoun County Public School System is investigating three male high school students who say they don't like having to share a locker room with a girl who is living as a boy. School officials accuse the boys of, quote, sexual harassment for discussing their discomfort with the system's transgender policy in a video. The Founding Freedoms Law Center is representing the defendants and their parents and say the boys did nothing wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic-controlled cities of Salt Lake City, Utah, and Boise, Idaho, have adopted new city flags that will incorporate LGBT symbols. It's an effort to get around their state's bans on flying gay pride flags in front of government buildings and public schools. Salt Lake City created new flag designs, while Boise, the capital of Idaho, made the Gay Pride flag one of its official city flags. This is SRN News. A FedEx board member has been picked to be the next U.S. Postmaster General.
David Steiner is slated to take over control of the U.S. Postal Service as the nation's 76th Postmaster General, pending his successful completion of an ethics and security clearance process. Steiner was CEO of Waste Management and serves on the FedEx Board of Directors. The Trump administration has floated the idea of privatizing the nearly 250-year-old Postal Service amid chronic financial challenges. Postal unions have protested any potential privatization. They also expressed concern over Steiner's potential conflict of interest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department has opened a federal civil rights investigation into a Muslim-centered planned community around one of the state's largest mosques in Plano, Texas, near Dallas. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.